This is really going to be a test to see if we can do it. To see if we can make it into
Trump
to uncharted territory.
The next dimension.
Trump brought up hitting Iran.
Oh, yeah?
Hitting Iran, yeah.
Hell yeah, dude. In what context?
He brought it up this week with advisors, apparently.
We are headed to the final frontier.
Oh, that would be such a boss move starting? On Trump to start a ground war with Iran.
No, yeah, like right before, yeah.
Before the transition.
He makes Biden
go ahead,
like,
Joe.
All right, deal with this bitch. That's
it. Now you get to do it. Mm. You're gay.
That would actually be kind of funny, but I hope it doesn't happen. You know, for all my Iranian brothers and sisters out there.
Oh, I got a ton of Persian,
you know,
people in my corner.
Listen, what happened during 300... You versus us, Persians versus Greeks, that's water under the bridge.
Uh-huh.
And I want you to be safe.
We should watch 300, dude.
I would watch
tonight?
It.
Tonight?
Eventually, at some point.
Put it on the list.
I only saw it in the theaters once.
I saw it high as fuck in the theaters.
I was, yeah.
One high. Of my first high, I was like 16 when it came out, I think, something right like mm-hmm. that. And I got fucking stoned out of my fucking gourd. My yaya, my grandma fucking saw me. She was like, mm-hmm. What's wrong? I was like,
you went with your grandma.
I'm sleepy.
Stone?
No. She saw me leave the house, and she was like, "Are you okay?" And I was like, "I'm sleepy." Yeah.
In high school, my friend told his dad that he was crying.
That's awesome.
And then I was over at the house, and his dad's like, "Let me smell." And then he ran away from home, and I was just stuck at his parents' house.
Are you serious?
We were both stoned. We get home, his dad's like, "Why are your eyes like that?" He's like, "I was crying."
Wait, and he left
and
while his dad
he
was
like,
pissed?
Ran away and got in his car, and I was like stuck at his house.
What did you?
And then I called him. I was like, "Dude, I'm still at your house." He's like, "Oh, fuck, man."
That rocks, dude.
Yeah, that I just talked rocks. To him. He's about to have his second child.
Oh yeah, is the baby hot? Can you see if no. his cock is big on the echo location?
I haven't asked.
On the what's that called? The ultrasound.
The echo location.
Yeah, that's how they check for your wife.
It's probably a similar technology.
Yeah, they put dolphins up
for real. Pussy. Hold on, it's probably similar.
It's an ultrasound.
Ultrasound and echo locations bouncing sound beams off that shit.
Mm-hmm.
Why would it be sound?
If it's is that what an beams? Ultrasound is? It's the sound
what
of
the,
a
why
womb.
Why the fuck? Why the fuck wouldn't it? Why would
I
they put
know,
sound
dude.
In?
I never think of that kind of stuff.
Why wouldn't they put sound in the title?
That's female problems, dude.
That's not, true.
That doesn't sound like a me problem.
I guess, you know, yeah, you're technically right. It is a kind of form of echolocation.
Thank you. Thank you.
Right? Wouldn't it
feels
be?
Good.
I think it sounds right.
Thanks, motherfuckers.
No, I'm just saying I don't know what it is, though. But it sounds right.
I am right.
Yeah.
Yeah,
you,
I mean,
you don't
is,
know what it is. That's right.
They're using sound to generate... I just remember
you bounce off, you know, the baby. Or
I spent probably
fuck.
Like 3 days learning how to draw people with Down syndrome mm-hmm. when I made that beer shirt,
Bastard mm-hmm. Ale.
And then I ended up not even going with like a guy with Down syndrome as the final design.
Oh, you didn't? I remember the tests.
No, it's
that you sent over.
Yeah, it's it ended up being Sloth from the Goonies, kind of.
Oh, okay. He's sort of retarded.
Yeah, that's a retarded guy.
Sloth is definitely like wildly mentally disabled.
No, actually, he's really smart. Actually, he's one of the smartest.
For real?
Movies.
Yeah.
How old is Sloth?
He's 43.
The character?
Yeah.
I mean, the character's supposed to be in his early 60s.
No.
I don't know. I have no fucking
idea. Young, but, you know, not that young. Maybe 30.
Still too old to be hanging out with all them
kids. Little
kids.
That's the thing. Has Sloth ever fucked? Do they get him a whore to calm his urges?
Yeah.
You'd think a guy like that would really want to fuck.
Yeah.
Because he's all... Aren't people with extra chromosomes extra males? Like, they're more aggressive and shit?
That's people with extra...
no, I think I'm right.
You have to have an extra set of testicles to have that disease.
To be retarded?
Yes.
That's not... No.
All retarded people have extra balls.
And that's why they're mad?
Yeah.
Because it's so... Because, you know, two nuts get hurt, it hurts a lot. Imagine getting hit in four nuts.
Mm-hmm.
You know how bad... Imagine your nuts hurting twice as bad.
That would be awful.
How horrible that would be. I would be fucking pissed off, too. Is that why, Nick?
Yeah, I'm just trying to sketch retarded people.
You're just drawing?
Well, I'm trying to sketch retarded
people. How often... How many times a week do you hit your nuts? Or a month. We'll say we'll put it on a
month. Two.
Hurt your nuts.
I would say two in a month.
Two in a month?
Not often for me.
You, yeah. Adam just hit me in the nuts today.
I hit you in the nuts?
Yeah, right on the nuts.
What did I do?
Right on the fucking nuts at breakfast, I think.
Why would I do that? You made me an egg.
I think you were joking.
Yeah.
But you went too far.
I witnessed it. I watched it.
What did I do? No, it wasn't at breakfast. What?
You hit me in the cock and balls. You hit me right on the ball. Right on the ball.
Mm-hmm.
Like in the fucking sweet spot, bro.
I'm sorry about that.
This guy never has any accountability.
He
doesn't remember his transgressions.
I'm a white guy, dude. You know I don't have any accountability.
It's true. And we forgot who rolled when. Mm-hmm. Remember that?
That was not my
fiasco.
Fault.
That was your fault.
We just had a heated game of Catan. That might be why Nick is being so quiet right now.
No, I'm trying to put myself in. You know, we're coming hot off that Eric Clapton,
right?
Probably. And our pinnacle.
I'm worried that I'm not going to be able to repeat that. So what I'm doing is I'm putting myself. Mm-hmm. This is a trick a lot of you can use.
Okay.
Is you start doing a different kind of creative work.
Right.
So I'll just draw kind of like shapes or eyes or lips.
Yeah, or a pussy.
And what that does is...
Could you draw a pussy?
Is it runs off the clock, so I don't have to...
say as much stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's fine.
No, what it does is it puts you in... You kind of have to... Then you have to, like, work to get back into sort of a riffing mindset, I guess.
Interesting.
Mm.
And you have to get frustrated with trying to draw retarded people. And you keep working and working and working. And no matter what, you never really get any better.
Nah, you get a little better.
And God did it so easily.
He made the heavens and the earth.
Yeah.
Wow.
On the eighth day, and on the spaghetti day, God forgot how to count. And that's when... They say that. The Christian people will say that. They're like, well, you know, my son was touched by God. And that's why he is the way he is.
Oh, right.
Oh, about retarded people.
You guys are so high, dude.
I'm not. Yeah, I'm high.
Yeah, I guess we drove over the border in Massachusetts where they have...
We got some fucking... We got some loud pack over...
We're not high, dude.
Adam was crying.
I could drive, dude. I was crying.
Adam was crying because he was thinking about 300.
I told you guys about the guy that I was in college with.
Yeah.
That had a Leonidas poster.
And he was gay, right?
Yeah, then my friend
didn't
was
he
using,
make, did he make like pledges jack off?
That's
like
funny to you, laughing porn at gay people.
I just think it's a funny poster to have
that's
in your
fun,
room.
That to you, that's funny.
No, he was like...
To you, that's funny.
Is that funny to you?
He was like a misogynistic bro, but he had a Leonidas funny poster in his room.
Mm.
And because he's gay, it's funny.
Yeah, that's half of the show.
That's no. No, certainly not. You're a fucked up guy for that one. Right. For saying that.
This is, first of all, this is a podcast that's about music
that's right
and socialism.
We're talking about Tool.
Yeah.
And we're
yeah
talking about motherfucking Karl Marx.
A lot of people have been waiting for our final...
I know the penis fits.
A review of...
Inside
Tool's
my
album,
soul.
10,000 Days.
I haven't heard that one. All I've heard is the song about making the pieces fit.
That's, yeah.
I know the penis fits inside of my butt cheeks.
This is a Tool podcast.
My dick is small.
Yeah. I know my dick is small because I measured it.
Because I just got a ruler and I measured my dick. Small shit.
How are you doing? My name is Maynard James Keenan. And I'm the guitarist for Tool.
Wait, British? No, you sound like
from
someone
like Kentucky
else
or some shit.
No. Well, yes, actually. The band is from
no
Los Angeles.
He's back.
It's who's back?
Right now, it appears that we're looking at Eric Clapton wearing a Tool t-shirt.
No.
It's
no,
Maynard it's James
me,
Keenan.
Maynard James Keenan.
Whatever the fuck his name is.
From the band Tool.
What was your favorite part of writing where the pieces fit?
Oh, I guess Adam's gone already.
I'm gonna help Artie make it 9 minutes.
9 minutes, Adam.
9 minutes into the podcast before he.
The gets. Fuck are you doing? Getting your jewel?
Oh, now he's coming back to say something hilarious. There you go.
Go ahead.
Yeah, what are you saying?
Yeah, when did you come up with that song, The Pieces Fit?
That's a good question.
Man. Yeah, I just thought of that in the other room.
It's me, Maynard James Keenan.
That's right.
Is that him?
Yeah.
No, shut the fuck up. That's what that guy looks like?
That's what he looks like. That's the guy from Tool.
That wasn't Alice Cooper.
He's from Ohio. He's from Columbus. It all comes back together.
You know Alice Cooper?
Are you fucking serious?
Mm-hmm.
Alice Cooper is a scratch golfer.
No, he's not.
He's like a +5 handicap really? Or something. He's like insanely good at golf.
Who Why? Is?
Alice Cooper.
Oh.
And picture when you see...
I saw him in the East Village one time.
Was, did really? He look good?
Did he look like an old Jewish
he
woman?
Was in, he was in like a Suburban with a bunch of like
oh, word.
Handlers around him.
He looks like a lady now.
Dude, yeah. You know.
It's weird because his name is Alice Cooper.
Yeah. It is
it's like he was trying to tell us something.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. The original...
That's album. The one... That's a different... That's a way to become a lady without being trans.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Be an old rock star named yeah. Alice. And then yeah, eventually Steven Tyler, he's basically trans.
Steven Tyler looks like a trans
looks
lady.
Like a trans woman.
Yeah.
I know my penis fits. I know because I put it in your ass. What are some other Tool songs? They don't really have that many hits. I'm sorry to say that.
Yeah, they don't. They're actually
they're a pretty
no
big
knows.
Band though.
No
they
one
have
knows
a big
who
following.
Tool, who Tool is.
I know they have a big following and they're a big band.
Good afternoon. I'm Shifty Shell Shock from the band The Offspring.
Uh-huh.
Oh, really? What's going on, Shift?
When I wrote the album Ixnay on the Ombre, I was thinking about both Pig Latin and Spanish and how they're very similar languages.
Yeah.
If you notice.
Yeah.
You listen to both and it sounds like idiotic gibberish. Both of them just sound like the absolute ramblings of
right.
a mongoloid.
Some kind of a mongoloid race.
And that's where I came up with the name Ixnay on the Ombre.
That's awesome.
Which is a mixture of I've always been obsessed with languages.
Right. You're a linguist in your spare time.
Yes, it's me. The
Shifty Shell Shock?
Who's the head guy of The Offspring?
Shifty Shellshock was my butterfly.
Of course. I know Shifty Shellshock is not from The Offspring.
Oh, I thought you thought it was Shifty Shellshock.
I thought it was, to be fair. I don't know their names. Sue me for not knowing the fucking name of the guy from Offspring.
I never learned that
Brian
guy's name.
Brian Holland.
Oh, yeah. What is this guy? Got fucking little Dutch shoes
Brian,
on?
Brian Dexter Holland.
What is he wearing? Fucking wooden shoes and putting chocolate up his ass?
Yeah.
On a windmill, being yeah. gay?
Yeah. We started the band because, you know, we were all living in Holland and we were gay.
That's why he changed his name.
And, you know, there was a bunch of windmills.
The windmills were coming in and out of our asses.
You know, the only job at the time was either cuckoo clock manufacturer or cuckoo clock repairman.
Right.
Those are the only jobs in Denmark.
That's it.
Yeah. But Denmark, which is... The other name for Holland.
Holland, yeah. They are too similar. One, although Holland has the awesome orange lion.
Yeah, they're like, it's called Holland, but also the Netherlands and we're Dutch. And it's like, actually, you can suck
pick
it
one.
Yeah, that's
fucking
three shit. That's three things.
Actually, we're bringing the Nazis back.
Yep. That is the Nazis' music.
It would be cool if Pennsylvania invaded Europe.
Mm-hmm.
As an independent state.
Yes. Yeah. You got Pittsburgh. You got finally the Pittsburgh and Philly Alliance.
They could come together for the first time.
To fuck up.
That's really the whole America has been holding them back by keeping the Pittsburgh and Philly
unite.
Guys from
You must unite.
From uniting. Yeah.
And then they can unite all of Pennsylvania.
Yeah.
Which is all where the fucking rednecks are over there.
How about Maynard Slame's penis?
Uh-huh.
And he slames.
Slames?
Yeah, because he's British.
Oh, he slames. Oh, slams. Slames. I'm having a rather charming slams.
My name is Slames Bond.
Slames.
My name is Slames Bond.
Or Slames.
No, I don't fuck. That's James Bond. Me, I'm just, I'm a spy, but my thing is,
fingering.
I kiss a lot.
I do a lot of
kissing. I love making out.
I'm really into
hours.
Foreplay and smothering myself in breasts and being smothered by them.
That sounds kind of nice.
But penetration is not for me.
That's where you lose me, Slames. Because when getting smothered by a fat couple titties, I'm on board with you, my friend. But you got to also penetrate afterwards. Mm-hmm. What is it? Why don't you penetrate, James Slames?
It penetrates with his finger.
I guess that's
because
true.
Because I don't want to get a bunch of dried pussy juice on my tuxedo. I don't take my shirt off when I fuck.
Why? Do you have body issues?
Yes. James Bond is the one that's confident. I'm very
Slames doesn't
I'm
get just, pussy.
I'm good at code breaking.
Oh, okay. So you're basically a programmer.
I'm a programmer, but I have a license to kill.
Wow. Have you used it?
My thing is I'm not clever, so if there's a bad guy, I just shoot him in the face.
Shoot him in the face.
I go find him and I kill him.
I just kill him and then I do the programming.
He's like, Slames, so good to boom. Right there, just blast. Paint the wall with his brain, walk out. Right. Have time for tea and fingering.
Finger popping.
Have high fingering at 4 p.m. You hear the Big Ben. You know, they used to keep that clock in the Queen's pussy.
Really?
Yeah.
When?
The Tower of London, they think it was a torture facility, but really, it was, as you know, we Brits invented being gay.
That's true.
We ran.
Well, hold on a second. You perfected it.
That's
Greece. Greeks invented it.
And eventually we ran out of things to do fuckwise, so we had to create a BDSM tower.
Uh-huh.
And because
back then even.
You want to sell educational tickets and packages, so you have to tell people it was for torture, but that was all just to make people come.
Oh, that's awesome.
Mm-hmm. Well, it was the first like leather place.
Mm-hmm. It was like that one. What the tower in San Francisco.
What the fuck was the point of the Inquisition? It was just like, say God rules.
Basically.
No, they just took
say
the peninsula back from the Moors, and it was run by Arabs and Muslims.
Oh, so drum up public support.
So then they used the church to murder Muslims and Jews.
Smart.
Yeah.
Doesn't sound right to me.
I think that's right.
I think that what happened was the church got in trouble with some banks.
Mm-hmm.
And they couldn't pay their.
That did happen in England. We talked about it. Norman the Jewish or whatever.
The Norman the Jewish.
That guy that kings owed like $1 billion to.
Mm-hmm.
It's funny to think that they could rack up millions back then.
I love the way Hoteps use language and try to like work their way back linguistically.
Mm-hmm.
Do that whole thing. It's like, that's why you're Jewish.
I love that.
Because you're not, you're like, oh yeah, that, mm-hmm. that makes total yeah. sense. Mm-hmm. That, modern English.
Yeah. Yeah. That's like the Eddie Griffin thing you told me.
Oh, yeah.
Which thing?
Church people do that, too.
Which thing specifically?
Say it.
Where they take the words and then they
say it.
Break apart and use fake etymology.
So I don't remember it now, but I remember him
what
saying,
was the Eddie Griffin
book.
Thing?
Yeah, that's why they call it etymology, because a Jewish man came through and decided what all the words going to fucking be.
Right, right, right.
That's why they call it television.
Because they call it etymology.
Because mm-hmm. it tells
he's
the
He's atomizing the language.
He is atomizing. He's
trying to take it away from the original people.
Mm-hmm.
It's etymology.
Guys the first from, Jews.
Guys from North Philly.
Guys from North Philly. Black guys from North Philly. The original Jews.
The original Jews.
That's right.
It's always, Philly I get, but it was surprising to meet Boston black people.
Yeah.
That's always weird.
Especially when they sound like Lawrence Fishburne in Mystic River. That's him rolling up in that crime scene in the first part of the movie.
Never seen it.
Yeah, we got a fucking girl is dead, Donington.
That sounds tight.
Yeah.
Is that a good movie?
No, but it's, I when I work from home, I had like fucking 9 DVDs that I would just like watch over and over again.
Mystic River was one of them.
I had one day where I watched Mystic River 4 times.
Why?
In a row, because that's how I measured my shift.
Uh-huh.
I was like, all right, I got 3 more viewings of Mystic River.
Isn't it about kids getting rich?
It's about, well, yes.
Doesn't like, sound that mystical.
Yeah, I mean, it is. It's, well, it's Mystical River.
The Mystical?
The rapper.
Watch yourself.
Fire like Kaya.
Yeah.
don't tell your parents.
I'm molesting you.
Keep it secret.
Watch yourself.
Danger.
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 I'm about to fuck your ass.
Get on my phone. He also, didn't he rape his maid or something?
He raped his
Mr.
maid.
Mr. Cal?
Mm. Mr. Cal.
I don't know.
She was like, oh, Mr. Sheffield, no.
No, I think he caught her stealing.
Yes. Yeah,
so and then he was like, all right, well, you got to suck my dick.
He did that for justice?
Yeah, and then he went to jail.
Oh, that's, that's not.
Which is like, you were up. You caught her. She goes to jail.
She raped herself. She shouldn't be stealing. She raped herself.
She raped herself.
Was that the video of that guy that tried to defend himself by singing in court?
Oh, yeah, dude.
Please
I apologize.
Don't.
I apologize.
Your Honor.
This 75 years of proof.
For this life that I chose. And he's like talking, but he's doing like
that's
rap
so
terms.
Good. It's the fucking Hail Mary. He's like, tells his lawyer he's gonna address the court before sentencing.
Imagine if that worked.
That would have been awesome.
Yeah.
And then
he's guilty.
Yeah.
For this life that I chose.
I mean, even if you're a moron, like, I mean, if you're the dumbest person in the world,
yeah.
What are you think? How do
it
you.
Is such the thought process behind a guy.
Maybe he thought it was.
To do that is so funny.
I would, I don't know. It's even, so I wish we knew what he was, like, imagine he was like murder or something. Something wild.
Yeah.
Like, what was it for?
Yeah, it was a double homicide. Yeah, Anna.
He probably just robbed something, I would guess. Yeah, but
what was it singing? Because he
for this life that I chose.
Yeah,
that's my favorite part.
That video is fucking rules.
I mean, fuck, dude.
I want to see what the fucking.
I need some goddamn desserts.
And Brian Earl Taylor.
Yeah, we don't have any desserts.
We got plenty of fruit, which is a good.
Fruit's gay, dude.
Oh, no. I've been eating fruit all day.
I know, but it's gay.
It is gay.
I want some fruit.
I want a pie.
But we're out.
I want a piece of
Can
Italian
we make a pie?
Italian cheesecake.
Oh,
I'll
God.
Tell you what. We wrap this up. I'll drive us. We'll do a little late night 7-Eleven.
Okay. Oh, yeah, that's true.
7-Eleven has pie?
Gas station. We'll go to the gas station.
We could probably whip something up
Get
today.
A big old bag of beef stoned. Jerky.
I'm pretty blazed right now myself.
I'll make you guys a pie. Don't worry. We got apples.
We got apples.
We got apples.
Do we have crust?
Apples. And, no, well, I'll go get... We got butter. We can go to 7-Eleven. I'm sure they have flour.
Uh-huh.
I'll make us a pie.
We can get a pie if we go to 7-Eleven.
Thanks, Nick.
I'm going to be sleeping.
Before get ready for the worst pie you've ever
had. I know. It's going to suck dick.
Can we just get ice cream?
Ice cream would be pretty nice.
It's,
I
followed the recipe from your friend's YouTube account. It's the pie from the help. I made you guys survive the recipe. It's a famous. Remember you
it's
said
the pie from American Pie.
It's yeah.
I had sex.
Wait, what?
With
did
it.
She shit in the pie?
She shits in the pie.
Really?
The help, yeah.
That's awesome. I was just guessing.
Mm. Which I had never seen The Help, and I was laughing the other day, imagining that that's the first scene in the movie. That it just opens with her shitting in a pie.
So why did she shit?
Yeah. Serving it to a bunch of white people, and then you're supposed to be like, so who is this character? What's going on in her life?
She does it. She does it because of some racist stuff. I'm guessing.
Yeah.
Everything for this life that I chose.
Just skip the fucking ad and let me watch the singing.
Skip the ad, you fucking piece of shit.
You don't pay for YouTube. No ads.
Who pays for YouTube?
Are you out of your fucking mind?
I pay for YouTube.
You're crazy.
Paying for YouTube.
I listen to like most of the music
Spotify.
I listen to on YouTube.
Why do you listen to YouTube?
Because they have a lot of stuff, dude.
It's hard to enjoy that.
I don't know.
That experience.
They have everything. YouTube has
Hello
everything.
There. Yeah, I know. I wanna say I'm sorry for the things I've done.
It's beautiful.
And I try and be stronger in this life I chose. But I want you to know that door I closed. In your honor, I'm sorry. To my mother, I'm sorry.
Oh, shit, I've never heard the second verse.
Yeah, I've only heard it like 10-second clip.
To the victim, I'm sorry.
The victim.
He thinks he's going to usher
yes,
his way
honor,
out.
I'm sorry. Oh.
Damn.
Wow, dude.
What happened? Do we know anything from his case?
Yeah, he was convicted for like unlawful imprisonment and carrying a concealed weapon.
Jesus Christ.
Like, he kidnapped him at gunpoint.
Yeah. Get in the car, I'm gonna take you to my basement.
He was singing while doing the crime.
For this life.
And I'll try to be stronger for this life I've chosen.
This doesn't make any sense.
It's awesome. It makes it sound like he's gonna be better at crimes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Respect.
Yeah, I wish you could either be like the just absolutely dumb as shit or smart.
Mm.
There's middle territory where you just have to be a regular person.
Where everyone lives.
The rest of us have it awful.
I know.
We just have to be like, ah, fuck, I got to pay my taxes. I could be either a person that's so smart they don't have to worry about it because they know how to like communicate with planets with their minds.
Mm-hmm. Right? That's what you think is
or
smart.
Or the dumbest guy in the world, the happiest man in the world.
The dumbest guy in the world who just gets to go to prison. He just gets to be executed by the state.
That's it.
Yeah.
He probably has a couple good times in there before. Yeah.
I mean, it's plenty of good times.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. It'd be funny to be on trial for like some horrific murder and then in front of the victim's family and be like, I understand what I did is awful. I would like to make a statement now or put in my request for the final meal that I am. that is owed to me. And what I would like is... And this is a special request, I understand, but the Joe's Crab Shack to go is not very good. So I want to either have the prison converted into a Joe's Crab Shack or have myself give... Well, you can put me in the Hannibal Lecter chair. That's fine with me. You don't need to ask... You don't need to tell me twice.
No permission.
As long as we're going to Joe's Crab Shack... And I'm getting the birthday song. I also want to be executed on my birthday. And also I want heroin. That's part of the meal.
Pussy is a meal. If I eat it, it's a meal.
I'm allowed to have pussy, too.
I put pussy on there.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Your Honor.
For the rape and murder of 4-year-old Letitia James, we find you guilty, and you are sentenced to die by execution.
Mm-hmm.
By getting your dick sucked by a million ladies. How did they do it? How did he have the best lawyer?
He's so smart.
Yeah.
That's a crack legal team right there, dude.
Yeah.
That's Julia Honey in his prime.
Is it not enough for... Yeah, I said I would do Vincent Price on this. I can't even remember what he sounds like.
To see this man die... To see him die? Or can we see him get his dick sucked the way he wants and restore our own humanity?
That's right.
Yeah. That's kind of a young Vincent Price. That's what he said.
I thought it was like gayer sounding.
It is gayer.
Yeah.
It's gayer.
Yeah.
It's Skeletor.
I'm Vincent Price.
Yeah, he's the original like gay villain.
He really was.
Vincent Price. 1936.
It's crazy that you all the way there. Do you feel a connection to that lineage, Adam?
What?
Being a gay villain.
Yeah.
Damn, he looks fire in this little Egyptian outfit.
Oh
yeah,
shit.
Yeah, he looks cool there.
Yeah.
I guess I didn't realize he was an actor. I thought he just like made his own Halloween movies.
Mm-hmm. You like that big cat? I have one in my apartment. If you want to come over and take a look.
Damn.
Vincent I want to hear his Price. Voice now.
Yeah, I'll find some, dude. Oh, also Ridge Wallet.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, dude.
It's a hell of a product.
RidgeWallet.com.
RidgeWallet.com.
Why don't you guys talk about it for a second?
Well, I fucking love that shit, dude. That's one of my favorite type of wallets. In fact, every other type of wallet can suck my fucking cock and slurp it up dry. Mm-hmm. Keep sucking till there's 3 or 4 loads till nothing but a poof of air comes out. There's no even cum. That's how much I love Ridge Wallet. And they have carbon fiber shit.
It's the first. It's the...
They have... You don't have... Listen, you don't need a bunch of fucking shit.
Damn, now I want to rewatch the original House on Haunted Hill.
You don't need a bunch of shit in your fucking wallet. You need 4 fucking things. You need your fucking cards, your ID.
It holds 12 cards. The Ridge Wallet...
You have up to 12 cards.
One of the only things on the show I personally use myself and would attest to and would buy.
That's right.
Even if the owner of the company called me... A little piss baby cry
crybaby Nazi.
Really?
Yes.
You would even still do that?
The company is on the record saying that I am a Nazi.
Really? And you still...
I'm a fascist.
You go back for more like a little piss baby you are.
They don't pay for these spots anymore.
No, you just love the product
so
much.
We don't do business with fascists.
This is a pure testimonial.
With you and Andy Nigo, we were done with you.
Uh-huh.
Andy Nigo.
Andy No, I believe his name.
Andy
No.
Pretty sure it's Andy Nigo.
I don't think... the way you're saying it does not... seem right.
I'm actually a professor.
I think you should maybe go back and bleep
my name
those.
is Winston Asia. I'm a professor of Chinese names.
It's not Chinese.
At Harvard University. I'm a professor of Chinese-ality.
Right.
And I can assure you it's pronounced Andy
Ngo. No, it's really not.
Andy Ngo. Andy Ngo. Andy Ngo.
Okay, so anyway,
everything's to go with the Ridge Wallet, brought to you by Andy Ngo.
Is he the guy that faked getting?
When you're
shit
making
split?
Your own journalism videos, up
the president,
disabled, mentally ill, gay people into throwing things at you, and calling it reporting,
calling it journalism.
Yeah, what the fuck is that guy? I mean, really?
I know.
He hates Antifa.
Yeah, but it's all like, you know, it's just him going to places where other antisocial people are.
Right. Uh-huh.
And being like, am I in the way? Don't touch, you know.
Yeah.
I'm not touching you.
Yeah.
Which is not like, that's not even political. There's a lot of places I could go right now and be annoying.
Sure.
And get the shit kicked out of me.
Mm-hmm.
And I can't be like, oh, wow. Can you believe the situation for Radio Shack?
Yeah, it's just annoying.
Yeah, if you go in there and shove a camera in people's face, eventually somebody's going to swing on you.
Right.
No, but he's making good points.
And he's making good points while using the Ridge.
Having the Ridge Wallet.
Yeah, he always has that on his person.
Oh, these are nice. Superstar track pants?
Thanks. No, they're,
and you know,
they're a little fucking... Oh, yeah, they are, I guess.
They are superstar. I can tell by how shiny they are.
I thought
those go real well with the Ridge Wallet.
They go great.
The Ridge Wallet slides right in those pockets.
I have the Ridge Wallet. I have the fucking one with the phone.
Yeah. Oh, that's right. They also got a backpack too. We forgot to mention that.
We gotta get the backpack.
The backpack looks nice.
We gotta take a look because they got a bunch of other shit.
Can they send a backpack?
You keep saying that, and if they do, I get it.
You have a nice backpack.
You don't get any of the merch.
I don't have a backpack right now.
So I earned that backpack.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I haven't got it. I bought it.
I also, shout out to Ridge Wallet, I consulted them. I love the way their website looks.
Yeah.
And so for my shirts, I asked them for help.
Oh, really?
They kind of pointed me in the right direction.
That's nice of them.
They're nice guys, actually.
So they're nice guys.
They're nice guys, and the whole thing, like, that. They're ground up. They started the whole thing in, like, a fucking garage.
Respect to them.
Yeah.
They put all the screws and all
they
the
said,
metal.
They said Shark Tank can suck my dick. Fuck Mark Cuban.
Did they go to Shark Tank?
No, they don't even need to.
Yeah.
They don't need an investor. The product's that fucking good.
Yeah, that's right.
And they have fucking, what do you have, carbon fiber. They got steel.
They got aluminum, carbon fiber, titanium.
They have the metal. You can't steal your information through the metal.
They got RFID blocking
RFID,
chips.
RFID, that's what it's called.
So you don't get...
Commuter backpack. It's weatherproof. They got this new one that says Damascus. I don't know what that means.
That's awesome.
But it's got like a
Syria?
Kind of... It's got like a wood grain texture.
Nice.
But I'm not sure
a
what...
A backpack? That.
No, it's a
wallet, dude.
It's a wallet.
The wallet. That'd be that.
Oh, they got leather phone cases.
I love that.
Ridge Wallet would look nice.
I don't know if they might get. Those. I might get the leather. I have a plastic one.
Yeah, I don't. My thing is like I'd like to not. I like to leave the house without my phone.
See,
so
I like that too.
I need my wallet because you know what if I have to do shopping?
Mm-hmm.
What if I have to shop?
Mm-hmm.
That is a good point. But at the same time. Maybe the solution is
yeah.
The solution is two Ridge Wallets.
Mm-hmm.
One on your phone, one off your phone.
Oh, they got knives now too.
I use that to double circumcise Adam.
Yeah,
that's when you chop his dick.
I appreciate
head.
You doing that because they didn't really finish the first job. Time.
I don't really know shit about knives. It looks nice.
I bet they're really good.
Yeah. Well, I mean, here's the thing: is you can't. There's no way you can have this in New York City.
The knife.
Yeah, like basically every knife is illegal.
They'll fucking say that.
Yeah, I carry a knife, but I mean,
you're against the law.
Yeah, I mean,
you're a rebel. I'm a rebel, Dottie. A homo.
I carry a Swiss Army knife, so which invaluable, by the way.
What's the kind of stuff has it helped you with?
I use it a lot, dude. I mean, if I there's stuff you don't even think about. That, yeah. Like once you get used to having a knife on you all the time. How about
which
this?
Which is why you should get the Ridge Waller knife.
Right, because there's the flip side of that is I carry a Swiss Army knife, but I actually have two of them, and I like cascade them with the fucking warranty department at Victorinox because I just fuck them up.
Smart, dude.
You know, I'm not buying a sharpener or anything.
No.
So I send them off. I'll send one off, and then I have the other one. Wow. And when the other one comes back,
that's a nice little scam.
It's not a scam.
It's a scam.
No, I paid for two knives. With a lifetime, I don't even know if they have. I don't think they do.
But you call the knife
Ridge Wallet probably has it.
Ridge Wallet. Listen, the point is Ridge Wallet. You should get the better, superior version of the product Nick was just talking about, which is a Ridge Wallet knife. Ridge Wallet.
But I do want this because I don't know if I have the forged carbon or the carbon fiber 3K.
Mm.
Whatever. Oh, the Damascus one looks. No, I already saw that one. It's just more expensive. I might swap.
Is it wood?
I kind of like this just a regular aluminum black one.
Maybe get that.
Oh, and they got an aluminum tropical one in case you're a Wyatt Coke.
Yeah. I think it's cool, guys.
For the boardroom or the disco. Yeah.
When you're at whether you're at the boardroom, the disco, or being asked to leave the Entenmann's dispensary
for asking for too many samples. Yeah.
For having too many samples. And I say, do you know who my father is? And they're like, yes, you don't care. I'm like, no, I'm literally asking you. I can't remember which one I am. I'm the shirt one.
They both had them together.
Yeah. They also sell a wireless power bank.
Love that.
Okay, here we go. Multi-gear. Let's see what's in that category.
Oh, shit.
Oh, they got one of those door hook openers.
Love that.
That is now a thing that we all need.
They have a Ridge Wallet beanie.
They got a bottle opener that's shaped like a credit card that I'm assuming slides in.
Now that's cool. Give me your phone, Adam.
Yeah. I'm looking at it right now.
Yeah, it slides into the Ridge Wallet. Nice. Look at that.
I like that
a lot.
That's
cool.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Now we're talking, baby.
For beer.
Now you got some multi-tool action.
If you're a beer head.
They got keychains.
Yep.
You know.
They got condoms.
Yeah, they got condoms to wear on your penis.
All
right, here we go. We got rip stop duffel bags.
Rip stop duffel bag.
Oh, look.
Rip stop.
They got this. They got a travel kit, and I'm looking at this now, and I kind of want this.
So get it, bro. Don't deny yourself.
My problem is I fuck up like the little Dob kits or whatever, because I would get one like every 3 years as like a Christmas present for my grandma.
Mm-hmm.
You know, she would hit the little like Kohl's end caps and get my shit going.
Nice.
You know, like
I know exactly what you mean.
A set of pajamas.
Yes, dude. Hell yeah. A little hat, a little some socks, some slippers.
Yeah, like maybe like a Timex weekender.
Yeah.
Or a Dob kit or whatever. But then I just all my fluids leak in there. So this is the move, is you get the Ridge Wallet travel kit.
Yeah, hell yeah.
And you pay for it because you guys keep take care of yourself.
Keep in this unprecedented time.
Yeah.
What you need is to keep buying shit with our promo codes.
Yes. And our promo code is definitely.
It's probably come to.
It's Kamala Harris 2020.
It's Kamala 2024.
It's Joe Biden 2020. It's Joe Biden here. It's me, Joe Biden. It's me, President Joe Biden.
I am Joe Biden.
Oh my God, I can't wait to be Joe Biden.
I love to get pussy from Joe.
What is the fucking promo code? God damn it. Cumtown. All right.
Yeah. Promo code Cumtown. Put code that Cumtown in at checkout.
For 10% off your order. That's big.
That's free money right there. That's smart.
RidgeWallet.com.
Mm-hmm.
/Cumtown. You can just go there.
Go to that site.
They got a direct link arena.
Yep. That's
to suck my dick arena.
One of the options, if you buy enough Ridge Wallet, you get to suck Nick's cock.
You get to suck my cock.
So if you're a woman, or let's be honest, the gay man, that's the one you need. You need to buy $4,000 worth of Ridge Wallets.
Uh-huh.
And then a secret button will pop up.
Women still don't like me, but at least I don't get angry DMs from them anymore.
That's good.
I'm never going to aim for being a guy that's just getting pussy all the time.
Sure.
But being a guy that is no longer being scolded by women who don't know me,
what's
going to fix me is an angry message from you.
Yeah.
And you're like, you know what? You're right. I am a piece of shit.
That's so true.
I
guess I'll just burn it all to the ground.
You're right. I guess I'll go fucking get a regular job.
Yeah. You're absolutely correct. I'll go back to selling phones.
Because you were right. Because you're so smart.
You yelled so good.
Fucking bitch. Mm-hmm. We're never doing that.
Yeah, people are like, oh, well, you just say slurs because it's worth it just to sell out and say slurs. And it's like, absolutely.
Yeah, dude.
If it really was that easy, and it's not far off.
It's not that technically, but it's in the ballpark.
It's not like you could just be anybody.
Sure.
And be like, you're listening to Mike and Steve and fucking Puerto Rican people.
Yeah.
They use too much laundry detergent.
Right.
Now I want to listen to that podcast.
The Mike and Steve?
The Mike and Steve Show, which you can check out at ridgewallet.com/cometown. Andy Nago.
Andy No.
Is it Andy No?
Are you sure it's not? Or Nago? What about Nyo? Like Nguyen?
It's Nya.
But he's got a weird accent. You remember, he invented his own accent.
Where's he from?
He's from
Vietnam, I think. I don't know.
None of those guys are from America. That always weirds me out. The like immigrants that are like, I'm a patriot, and what he sounds like. I can't wait to. And this, they threw the milkshake at
old Andy.
Oh, he's from Portland.
Andy's from Portland.
No, but originally.
Why does he talk like that? No, he was born in Portland.
Originally. How does he talk?
Yeah. I was like, there's like a bunch of Asian comics that do a joke about.
Oh, no,
people
no.
He's like, oh, where are you from? And I'm like, America. And they're like, oh, well, you know what I mean. Mm-hmm. And then it's like, is the audience supposed to be on your side here? You know what they fucking mean.
Right.
Answer the question.
I say, where's your family from?
Yeah.
But I got an out because I'm an immigrant. I'm like, oh, my family's from Greece. How about you?
Uh-huh.
Beautiful. It's a beautiful chess move.
Right. I just don't ask.
Mm-hmm.
I don't ask questions of anybody about them at
all. That's true. You don't really make that much small talk.
Mm-hmm.
You make big talk.
Yeah. I make big talk.
Mm-hmm.
When I meet an Asian person, I would say, what would it take to get you to kill another man? Those are the questions I'm interested in.
Big talk, no small talk.
Yeah. If you had to kill one of your children, which one would it be?
Mm-hmm.
Would it be Sophie?
Yeah.
Is the daughter named Sophie? That would be interesting if they gave it away in the title.
No. The main bitch has to be named Sophie. I've never seen the movie, but
Sophie's Choice.
Sophie's making the choice.
I've actually never seen the movie either. But
kids to kill.
I think it's probably her.
She's got to be.
Yeah.
So the movie is one. You have to kill one of your kids.
She has to have sex with one kid and kill the other.
Whoa!
It's the Nazis sort of are making her
a merry fuck kill. You know, Eric Clapton wrote that movie.
Really?
Yeah.
I didn't know you. Were you friends with him? You keep disappearing whenever Eric comes.
Oh no, I'm afraid of him.
You're afraid of him.
I got too high off Cushy Dreams.
Oh, dude. Yeah. Yeah, Cushy Dreams is a wonderful product. In fact, if me and Adam had smoked Cushy Dreams,
we would be.
Wait, hold on.
Let me just double check whether
he got too high off Cushy Dreams or too high off, I don't know, Mack Weldon or something.
No, don't do that move. Cushy Dreams.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Yeah, I think I'll get too high off smoking underwear next week. Now that I take a look at the schedule here, it seems like a yes. I've penciled in getting blasted off underwear.
But we'll have to wait a week for that.
No, right. Yeah. This week we're smoking
high-quality
premium CBD. And some might say, if we had smoked CBD instead of actual weed,
mm-hmm.
me and Adam would have contributed something more to this episode.
I think it's fine. You know what? This is a late night special. That's it.
It's a late night special.
I'm overheated because I'm wearing.
Dude, I'm hot as shit.
Yeah.
You think it's the meat sweats?
It is.
We ate a 10-pound pork shoulder.
It's over. I thought we were going to have lunch tomorrow. I thought we'd have sandwiches. I bought fucking tacos to make.
That would have been nice.
Hey, we got to go to 7-Eleven right after this
to buy a whole bag of beef jerky.
And pie making materials.
I need sweet
pie. We're getting a pie. We're not making a pie.
Just walking in. Both hands in the 3XL hoodie pockets, basketball shorts pulled down below your ass.
Y'all got pie shit?
Yeah, we're on vacation.
No, we came from the city.
Yo, have you been to that weed dispensary?
We got so faded off that dispensary earlier.
Oh fuck, I gotta take some.
Yeah, we just came up here from Bushwick. We've been shooting a skateboarding video for 17 and a half years. And now we're up here to get away from coronavirus.
Get away from it all.
Yeah, I'm Clark. This is Tyler, Skyler, Dyler, Byler, and Jyler. He's from India.
He's, yeah, Jyler.
Jyler.
Hey, what's up?
What's up? I was born in...
Yo, Jyler, did you bring your hookah? All the way from Bushwick? We got to go back to Bushwick?
That's right. So, anyway... We
love Cushy
Dreams. We love Cushy Dreams.
Almost as much as one of those simpletons from Bushwick.
That's right.
They don't live in the refined locales of Bedford-Stuyvesant.
Yeah.
That's right. You guys
they don't
are,
understand real you guys are city fucking, living.
No, they don't even deliver the New Yorker to Bushwick.
Yeah. They won't even go that far out.
Yeah, you guys are classy Bed-Stuy guys.
It's just, I love Bed-Stuy.
And me, I'm a fucking Queens rat.
Bushwick can suck a dick.
Oh, absolutely. I'm with you 100%.
Bushwick is the worst neighborhood in New York.
100%.
Yeah. Bushwick followed by Williamsburg.
Uh-huh.
At least Williamsburg is, you get a nice view.
There you go. We'll do all the worst neighborhoods. Okay. Brought to you by Cushy Dreams. Cushy Dreams is proud to bring you the worst neighborhoods in New York City ranked.
Right.
The
number
worst.
Number one, Bushwick. Number two, South Williamsburg.
So I'm with you there.
Number three, regular Williamsburg.
Oh, come on. That's kind of nice.
No.
Yeah, it's not bad.
Towards Greenpoint, it's fine.
Yeah. Right?
No.
The views are
going
nice.
Going to Williamsburg now is like going
anything,
to town.
Yeah, anything
I have
south.
To go there to go to the Apple store.
Right, south of McCarran Park and suck a dick.
Okay, Greenpoint's nice.
Greenpoint's all right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, then what are your tops? I'm interested
in that. That's what I was trying to do, but bottom. You derailed the list when you said, oh, come on, Williamsburg.
It's where's not the place
third
where
worst.
What is?
I don't fucking know. East New York.
No, East New York's fine. It's just an impoverished food desert.
Yeah, well, that's where you want to hang out?
I don't have any animosity towards East New York.
Listen, man, I don't have any animosity, but I moved out of Baltimore because it's not as nice as
I'll
other
I'll tell you
places.
What I've done in East New York. I got things sandblasted there, and I had a nice conversation with a man that owns a motorcycle customization shop.
They do have that's a lot cool. of auto shops there.
Yeah.
There's I know, Canarsie, like, how far are we going here?
Canarsie's got good food.
You would rather live in Canarsie than Williamsburg.
Actually, yeah, it's way cheaper. You can get a whole fucking house for, like, $600,000.
No fucking chance would you.
Canarsie is, like, by the Broadway Junction.
If my options were rent a $3,000 a month one-bedroom apartment in Williamsburg...
You can find
or buy a house in Canarsie, buy a house in
you
Canarsie.
You can find cheaper
in
Williamsburg.
Yeah, it's not that expensive.
But it sucks.
Anyway, I'm sorry. I derailed the list.
You can also...
We don't have to have a real conversation.
The Cushy Dreams... The Cushy Dreams in New York list.
Where's the place where all those Jews that had the protests were? Midwood or Borough Park?
Midwood, yeah.
Borough Park.
Midwood's pretty.
Midwood's
very pretty.
Midwood's all right. Borough Park.
I like... You know what? I like Southern Brooklyn a lot.
I like South Brooklyn,
too. So, Canarsie, you're going to lose me on that. You're
going to
lose
me on
Gravesend, Bensonhurst. Midwood, even.
Bensonhurst.
Yes, Bensonhurst and Gravesend. They got good restaurants.
Bay Ridge.
Well, you don't even fucking live in New York anymore.
No, that's real New York, dude. Have you seen... Have you seen that Spike
Lee
joint? The speech?
Bensonhurst. Whatever. I'm sorry. We just have drastically different...
Spumoni Gardens, I think, is technically in Gravesend, but I'm going to give that one to Bensonhurst.
I think it might be... Yeah. Yeah.
Anyway, go on. I'm sorry.
The worst neighborhoods in New York?
Keep going.
Yeah. Ozone Park, probably pretty bad.
Nope,
never
they got
there.
The aqueduct.
They have the racetrack.
So what is
go bet on? You can go bet on ponies.
We've never done it.
But you can.
That'd be cool.
And you can go bet on ponies in
Howard
Park.
Beach.
Howard Beach is hilarious.
I also saw a Mark 7 LSC that's been had like a custom like T5 swap or something for sale in Howard Beach.
Okay.
It's a great move. So
okay, so what else?
Greenwich Village.
It's nice.
It's I wouldn't live there.
Yeah. Howard Beach, I'm not. It's really just there's three bad neighborhoods in New York. It's Bushwick, Williamsburg, and South Williamsburg. That's the fucking worst parts of New York.
And that was brought to you by Cushy Dreams.
Thank
everyone.
You. Yeah, and you can thank put you. In promo code COMTOWN20.
Murray Hill can suck a dick. Kips
oh, yeah,
Bay.
That's actually the those real places answer.
Suck. Nomad can suck a dick.
Turtle Bay. No, although they have these two really cool apartment buildings there. That would be kind of chill to live in.
Where?
They have these. I think it's in Turtle Bay or.
Where's Kips Turtle Bay?
It's like all on the Midtown East side. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm with you there.
Cushy anyway, Dreams. Cushy
also,
dreams.
The UN building's pretty cool.
That is cool. I
love that.
I like riding up. I ride up the East Side on my bike.
Riding
a lot.
Up the FDR and the
because I just take the bridge over to Queens.
The UN building is one of my favorite buildings in New
and
York,
especially after you watch North by Northwest.
Yeah.
You get to see that shit.
Pretty cool.
Pretty cool. And you can smoke Cushy Dreams no matter where in New York.
How about
you are.
Snort my fat breasts? And it's a woman with cocaine all over her tits.
I love that.
And who's the guy in that movie?
Cary Grant.
Yeah, Cary Grant. He's like,
I'm
what, the hell, what the hell is this? A bunch of cocaine?
He apparently was gay in real life, but he pretended to fuck women.
Cary Grant?
Yeah. Pussy, yeah.
I didn't know that.
Sounds good, Dame.
Sounds good to get some pussy.
Are you sure you're not talking about Rock Hudson?
I'm pretty sure.
Well, I guess it's time to have sex with your pussy. Just another day.
Just another day here at North by Northwest.
Well, listen, Mac, you don't have to have sex with my pussy if you don't want to. I want to, damn it. I want to, and one of these days I'll get my dick hard. I'll promise you I will. I promise you I will. I've smoked too much Cushy Dreams.
Which, actually, that's the reason it's even as hard as it is.
It's become so hard that it's killed you. If you want your dick to get... If you like sex, you'll love Cushy Dreams. They offer a full line of premium smokable CBD. That's the same ingredient that's in Viagra in Seattle.
That's right.
Oh, dude, he lived with his friend.
Thank you.
The guy.
Swish.
Mm-hmm. We're just roommates.
And he was addicted to suntanning.
I love suntanning.
That sounds like a gay guy to me. Although, I guess that sounds a lot like me, too. I live with my friend, and I love sunning up my titties.
And it's now shipping legally to all 50 states.
All 50 states. Get your fucking CBD. And you know, what do you want to eat it with a fucking gummy?
Here's something you can
you
do.
You want to vape it now?
Here's something you can do with it. You can discuss benefits experience personally or look up some common CBD benefits.
Oh, yeah.
And I don't know. That might be for us.
Which I love. I got so blasted off CBD that I started Googling common CBD benefits. Mm. And... it was less anxiety, going to bed, not my aches and pains, they went down.
Yeah. I love CBD because it makes me feel like an 8th Street Latina.
8th Street Latina.
Oh, yeah, we're talking about
I went car. Down to 8th Street, and they got Latinas there. With ashes so big, you feel like you're fucked up.
So it was Mike. Oh, we just discussed
Mike from Brazil. Yeah,
Mike goes to Brazil. Where Mike in Brazil was a separate.
Street Latinas was part of the Bang Bros network.
But didn't Mike have his own?
You know, smoking your CBD.
Yeah, spicy Latinas
Brazil.
Or something. No, but he had like
way
a
to deliver CBD.
It was kind of.
I think
racist.
Mike in Brazil was with the MILF Hunter was on the same.
MILF Hunter, I was a big fan.
Well, that was the job I wanted when I grew up.
It does not get you
fifth
high.
Grade job fair. I came to class and I said I want to be a MILF Hunter when I grow up.
Next to no THC.
Next to no THC. Yeah.
Independent lab testing shows compliance and purity.
It's awesome.
Grown in California and Oregon. Each plant is hand-selected by a team of experienced cannabis flower experts. Alternative for people looking to suck their own cock.
That's right.
Looking for...
You smoke this, I'm sucking...
alternative. It's the perfect alternative for people looking to cut back on sucking their other cock.
Other cocks.
Smoking other things.
Oh, okay.
Let's roll back and we'll try.
Oh, no, not this guy.
Voiceover guy got it wrong.
Yeah, dude, no.
Voiceover guy.
Let's try that.
Okay, one more. Listen, no pressure, man. Just take your time with it.
It mixes well with other races you can smoke.
Okay.
No. I'm sorry.
Okay.
From the
other
top.
Stuff.
Looks like guy quality marijuana. Feels like a cock sliding into your ass. Marijuana. It tastes like high quality marijuana.
No.
CBD content is up to 20%, which is some of the highest in the game. Got that one right.
Good job.
All right.
Nice job, Charles.
You'll clean all this.
We'll clean it up in post.
All right. Perfect. The attention to detail is noticeable in every beautiful anus. Smoking your CBD is the most efficient and quickest way to deliver child pornography.
No, time out. We can let you slide with anus, but...
I have a friend that hides it in his stuffed crust pizza.
Wait, hides what? Now you're not even making a mistake. You're just going off the top of the dome.
I'm trying to get in.
Just
look at the words.
Some of us need to tell secrets. Part of being a good voiceover actor is slipping secrets. You'll thank me later when I get to the disclaimer. Each batch is slow cured for 2 to 4 weeks to guarantee maximum freshness and preserve flavor and cannabinoids. They take the artisan approach. Everyone is small batch. Organic farming practices. No slaves. 100% zero slaves.
All right.
On the farm.
Okay.
I like that move where like they make drugs, but the women have to be naked.
Yeah. You want to make sure no one puts anything in her pussy.
Yeah, she's not stealing.
Yeah.
We're going to have to put my cock in your pussy to make
just
sure.
Just to check.
To make sure you're not putting any weed in there.
That's right.
They make the women get standing.
Every woman that works in Cushy Dreams Factory
is butt-ass naked.
Butt naked, and their tits are fucking
and she's
big.
She's hot as
how
well.
About,
she's so hot.
I know I'm supposed to be auditioning for this read, but I just had an idea.
Okay, go ahead, man.
If you can get this to Mark Cuban, let me know.
All right.
It's Papa John's, but the pizza comes in a woman's pussy.
I think I can get Mark on the horn.
I think we should get you on the
show. Let's start tweeting at him.
So tell us about your idea, brother man. What you got? What you got?
Okay.
Thank you, Damon.
Come on. Doesn't sound anything like the guy. And we know who you're doing.
Why can't you do Mr. Wonderful?
Oh, yeah.
I sell bullshit on QVC.
Lori.
I sell bullshit for stupid women. And I would like to hear your idea, sir.
I was doing a voiceover and I realized there's no way to order pizza that comes in a pussy.
Right. Everyone's nodding.
Yeah. It's Papa Pussy's Pizza Pussy. And it comes in a bang bus, and you get to fuck the girl.
How many sales Papa have you made?
I don't know how to make pizza. I don't know how to say things. That's where you come in. If you give me $18 million, I will recreate 9/11 as part of a marketing campaign for Papa's Pussy. The reason people don't like Papa John's anymore is because he's racist. But with the help of Damon Brotherman, we'll be able to rebrand Papa John's as a black-owned business and corner the market.
Hell yeah.
Well, Papa Pussy.
Why do you have to be involved?
Because I want to fuck the girls who bring the pizza.
You just want to be a customer? So you're asking us to start this business so you can order from it?
I misunderstood the premise of Shark Tank. I guess I've never seen the show before. Okay, second idea. It's a show like Shark Tank, but it's things you want to happen. And it's called Pussy Tank. And you come in and millionaires have to buy pussy for you. And pizza. And you get a piece of pizza that comes in the pussy.
These are two separate ideas. So both your ideas involve a pussy.
Can I please have money or pussy?
They sell pre-roll CBD joints. Relax, peace, create, hustle, energy, stuff, dream. Yeah. Dream is a nighttime hybrid, indica dominant.
Love that shit.
That's the indica, bends the sativa over.
Mm-hmm. Says, puts his thumb in his mouth. Yeah.
It says,
his
your ass. Name is Grace now. Mm-hmm. You were Thomas on the outside, and here you're Grace, the tank engine.
I'm gonna make,
oh, no.
Thomas getting my wife.
Mm-hmm. Thomas getting raped in train jail.
It would be funny to like get arrested. You got to do like 10 years or whatever. Mm-hmm. And like you want to look tough before you go to jail. So you get like a Thomas the Tank Engine tattoo. Like the Tasmanian devil. Hell yeah. And stuff. They're like, this will protect me.
This
don't know that I'm a rough customer.
Yeah.
It would, you know, it would be horrible. Get about to get out of jail. Your last day you get raped.
Oh yeah.
That would be brutal.
The Danny Glover. That's what they call that.
Is that what happened to him?
Well, it's kind of the premise, at least.
Yeah, he's about to retire.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I only got one more day in prison. Riggs, if you get me raped, I swear to God, I'm trying to raise my son. I'm fucking crazy, man.
I'm crazy.
I'm fucking crazy.
I'm a fucking whack job.
What if you getting raped is the only way to turn to tell him out of something with a bomb? What if his bomb is going to go off? Unless you get raped. Riggs, are you fucking stupid? That's not how bombs work. You should know this, man. You were Special Forces.
True.
I'm trying to remember anything from
about the movie. Yeah, I don't really remember much.
I'm trying to remember a single.
I remember he gets pussy from in the third one.
Yeah.
Mel Gibson. Joe Pesci in the second and the third one.
Yeah.
Oh, that's a great one. You got great. Shot. The Weapon 3 is so good.
He got shot with a dumb bullet.
Mm-hmm.
You know what that is?
No.
We saw a guy who got shot in his thumb and he died. That's the only line I remember from Lethal Weapon 3.
Uh-huh.
Lethal Weapon 4. You telling me this guy's Chinese?
Oh, yeah.
I never... Is the 4... 4's not good,
there's
right?
A joke in 4 where he gets beat up by Jet Li and nice. Then he sees Rene Russo the next day. She said, what's wrong? And he said, He said, bad Chinese. And I remember thinking that was pretty funny as a little kid.
That's pretty good. I stand by that. I stand by that, Mel.
Maybe it's time to, maybe tonight after this, when we wait for the pie to be baked, we go to 7-Eleven.
Okay.
And we buy one of those portable DVD players. We also...
Why don't we just watch on the internet TV?
Because I want to watch the movies outside.
It's good too cold, man.
I'm trying to eat ice cubes and watch all the Lethal Weapon movies in 300.
I did them all a couple years ago.
Battlefield Earth.
You did them all?
I would love to see Battlefield Earth.
I'd love to watch that. Mm-hmm. I'd love.
Probably for the listener, we've been talking about it for 3 episodes now.
I'd love to watch
Battlefield Earth. They're waiting 2.5 weeks for us to watch Battlefield Earth.
So, okay, let's go back to talking about MILF Hunter. There was one scene.
He was Special Forces.
There's one where there's a blonde. No, she's a brunette woman.
Wait, did we say Cushy Dreams promo code?
Promo code.
Cometown 20.
Cometown 20.
Cometown 20. You get 20% off your first
KUSHY dreams.com. Use promo code Cometown.
Cometown.
For 20% off your order. It's the name of the show, Cometown. Cumtown.
Cushy Dreams. Smoke your CBD.
I'm going to get those tattooed on my
Because you can.
Like Thomas?
Like Memento.
The Reeds?
Yeah, the Reeds and what their promo codes.
The promo codes. That's a good idea.
I got to come up. In 2021, we need a better system.
For remembering the stuff?
Yeah. This Google Drive shit is...
We could just print them.
I was doing that for a while, but then I ended
we'll
up...
We'll just have the... Yeah, we'll have
I ended up
the copy
off.
Printed.
I don't remember seeing a single print. Well, one time I saw a printed one.
I used to do it.
I'd say if we have one folder that has all the Reeds in it...
We need a laminated copy.
And we laminate each one
laminated
of the papers.
Laminated like it's fucking elementary
laminated
school.
Is professional.
Laminated
that's
like
us
it's elementary
taking this job
always
serious.
Always wanted to shit in one of those things and see what happens.
Yeah, laminated shit?
Yeah, laminated.
Oh, like pretty the cool. Little... Yeah. That would be fucked up.
And then turn that into your
t-shirt. It would smear.
Yeah.
And say, tell me what grade
I always wanted to get like a blister pack sealing machine and then take a shit and then blister pack seal it and then bring it to GameStop. And I'd be like, yeah, I want to return this copy of...
Gears of War 3.
And it's just shit in there?
That's, I mean, the guy's like, very funny. It's a great bit.
Is that a bad game?
No, I don't even know. In fact, I think I liked it. I was trying to think of a really shitty game. And games can't really be shitty. You just stop playing them.
It's yeah, not that's like shitty, like, though. That's
how
shitty.
Dare they make... Yeah, I know.
But. You wasted $60 on a game you don't play? That's shitty.
Well, I don't think I've done that. I don't think there's been any game I've been like, fucking... Like, did I... Because I don't really buy many games.
Yeah, that's true. You know? You get the big tentpoles.
Yeah, I play like one game a year.
Right.
Red Dead Redemption was the last big thing I played, and then after that I went back... I've been playing Grand... I am still in the story mode of Grand Theft Auto
Me
5.
Too, bro. When's the next one coming out?
Though? I don't know, but that game came out in like 2013.
Yeah.
I've been playing it for 7 years.
Is that the last one? Yeah, and I think they put it... I think they're putting it on PlayStation 5.
That's wild.
It's like releasing you when you fucking pricks.
Well, I mean, it's insane how long that game is, and you don't want to play it. You're only playing it because 4 was great.
Yeah. No, I want to play it. It's good.
GTA
finish the story of 5?
I did, but I don't finish most of them.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
4 I loved.
4 is great, but I didn't finish it.
Yeah.
Play. I just like to, you know, fuck around.
They need a new city.
Yeah, what should it be? Maybe like Brazil.
Yeah, that would rule.
They should do Brazil or they should do Italy or
like
some
shit. Like a favela.
Fuck yeah, dude.
Just going around favelas.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that'd be
I like
sick.
That in Modern Warfare too. Those Brazil levels.
Never played Modern Warfare.
Yeah. No, I'm just heavy back in the Gran Turismo now.
My dick is too hard.
I love it, dude. And my shoulder doesn't hurt anymore. That was the other thing. That's what changed it.
Your shoulder stopped hurting?
I had a wheel, but I got a chair for the wheel finally.
And now your posture's correct.
Yeah, I fixed it. And now, nice. Now I can drive for hours. I don't have the same shoulder problems.
Drive.
Yeah.
Not play.
It's
drive.
It's driving.
It's simulated driving. It's the same as being in a race car.
So you can drive for hours.
It literally is the same as driving. You're laughing, but I mean it's the same.
Do you have a rumble pack in the seat?
No, I don't.
You should get that. Dude.
You should get it so it feels like you're in a car.
You can't look. If we ever got if somehow we got to the point where we're making $1 million,
yeah,
a year,
mm-hmm.
Then maybe I would get a motion rig.
Now we're talking.
Because they're fucking like $10,000.
It's nothing, dude.
For your race
right
car
now.
Room that you're building
get
right now in your
right
apartment.
Now if
you
your
would
dick
have to,
is big.
Yeah, you would have to. Because you need, like, it has like 3 TVs. Yeah.
Fuck.
So you see the trees
yes.
passing you?
And then you also, too.
Fuck yes, bro.
Yeah, I don't know if that works with like consoles. You'd have to build like a racing sim.
Worth
a
every,
rig. And then
worth every fucking penny.
And then there's other games. Like, I have Project Cars, too. And I've played it a couple of times, but...
What's that about?
Gran Turismo strikes it. Project Cars 2 is I think the biggest racing sims are, like, iRacing and Project... I think iRacing is the most popular.
That's but some that, real shit?
Yeah, that gets into the territory of guys that, like, take simulated racing, like, very seriously
right.
or whatever.
Could you, if you worked really hard, become Formula One race car driver?
Of course. Without question.
That would be a good one for you because it's...
If I worked really hard, I couldn't even become a guy that's good at Gran Turismo. I mean, that's just not on the table. I can marginally improve.
That's what life's
starting
about.
Starting off with a handicap, of course.
Marginal improvements.
Yeah. That's what being in your 30s about is just yeah. accepting that, like...
Accepting, getting, sneaking in just a little bit of improvement until it's all...
Once things downhill. Happening, like, where you start getting joint pain from doing math...
Yeah.
Then you're
I
like,
got sore from playing catch the other day.
Yeah. Yeah. That's because you were playing it with your asshole.
That's right.
Somebody was throwing a ball into your ass.
No, it wasn't a penis catch.
And have you seen the inside of his ass?
Looks like
it's filled with cum. Oh. Stalactites.
Yeah, I thought
is that young Vincent Price?
Oh, you still
Let's
doing that?
Listen to what it sounds like. It's
yeah, I couldn't find it. I was
it's okay. driving me nuts because I can't
I
picture.
Just want to real quick say, if anyone has ever seen the... If anyone knows where to find a clip
that's
from MILF Hunter...
That's what I want to do.
Where the lady has a bob.
I said we should watch that is House on Haunted Hill, both the original and then the remake, which is
never
also...
Never seen either of them.
They're good movies.
She's got pretty big tits. She's a brunette, bob. at a certain point of the couple minute thing that I've jacked off to, probably at this point,
but I guess
14,
I spend it like
17 years. Excuse me.
The United States.
Excuse me. Sorry. 17 years ago, she tugged on her ear. Before she fucked the guy. I think he picked her up at a mall.
Ago,
I think.
17 years ago, I
anyway,
found
brunette,
it.
Bob, kind of big titties, mom. If anyone could get me that clip from MILF Hunter, I would honestly be really thrilled.
And her tits were big.
Go ahead.
What?
Her tits were very big.
You enjoyed it?
And if you could find
it. I haven't
for,
been able to find it.
If you could find it for Stavros.
For it. I've looked for it every 5 years.
It feels like an
ex-girlfriend. Every 5 years.
Like a girl who got away.
Yeah, exactly.
A girl who came in Stavros.
And sometimes, you know, classics pop up on like X videos. Stuff that you used to beat off to the little teasers.
I beat off
to
a classic.
Remember the teasers?
A couple weeks
ago. You would have to beat off to the 90-second teasers.
Oh, yeah.
And now sometimes those pop up on the full version, and that feels good. That feels good.
That feels good.
Feels good, yeah. That feels fucking good. It feels like you get to fuck a girl you kissed, you know,
I consumed,
10 years ago.
I've consumed probably a cumulative amount of like, almost, you know what? None. I don't think I've looked at porn once this year.
What?
Yeah.
What the fuck are you talking about?
No, yeah, I just haven't.
How many, what do you jack off to?
Nothing.
Literally. You jack off to your thoughts?
Yeah, I kind of got back into that. But I don't even,
that's,
I mean,
that's impressive.
There's not
dude.
Much going on in my head either. It's like, I just need to beat off.
That's artistic.
Is it?
Yeah, you're making stuff up in your brain.
Interesting.
No, I mean, it's gotten so far to the point now where it's like having a cigarette. But also not beating off that often. Maybe like once a week.
Yeah.
Wow. Once a week?
Yeah.
I've been beating off quite a bit.
You haven't been beating off while we're here, have you?
I actually haven't.
Good.
But tonight.
Because we said we're not going to.
I beat off twice.
I've been, honestly, you beat off twice?
Yeah.
Well, there's a mirror in his bedroom.
Before bed.
I haven't beat off yet, but I feel it coming.
There's way too many mirrors in this bathroom.
A lot of mirrors.
It's fucking insane. It's like, okay, I don't need to see.
I like it.
What my posture looks like.
I like seeing it. I like it's just me in there.
Yeah.
Sometimes you need to be confronted with that kind of shit.
Yes. Yes. And the pig shall have his spoils. The squealy pig. Do play. Let's go. Let's get.
Let's hear this guy's voice.
Let's see what Vincent Price. Vincent Price sounds like.
Vincent Price sounds like this.
Stand by the door with a large sack full
by
of jelly
the
beans.
Large
and
sack and
candy
a long
ready to get
candy.
Rid of the kids by
kids
trick or treat.
By trick or treat.
He's older there though.
Yes,
right?
He's old. Yeah.
You gotta do young Vincent Price.
Well, I don't think that's so bad. As a matter of fact,
yeah, I don't
all right,
think
that. Adam,
so
shut
bad.
It off.
I'm fine.
Well, you forget we have headphones on.
Oh yeah, I'm sorry.
So you're fucking everything up here.
Am I making it loud? For
God,
you?
Fuck you.
Fuck you. All right, I'm gonna make a pie for these fellas.
Oh,
is
nice.
Is the episode over?
It is.
I'm gonna miss this.
Why?
We're gonna keep doing this, but without
I'm
having to do the episode.
I'm
we're about to go get higher.
I was making a joke.
Fuck you.
Yeah.
Fuck you.
Fuck you.
Fuck you.
Fuck you.
Goodbye, everybody. If you enjoy the show, you should subscribe at Cometown.
To the Patreon.
Yeah, Patreon.com/Cometown.
Double the episodes. $5 a month. 4 fucking extra ones a month.
I would say
200
episodes. The last premium episode we did, maybe one of my favorites.
So good.
Certainly of the year.
Yeah.
and it's been, honestly, for such a shit year, this last quarter has really reinvigorated my passion for broadcasting.
Yes, sir.
And I'd say now that the autumn years of my life
have begun.
I'm dying, by the way. I don't
yes.
know if I
oh, yeah, Nick,
show.
Are you ready to
yeah,
let them know?
How funny it would be if I was dying and I was like, well, we better record several hundred episodes.
It's my goodbye.
It's something you're leaving something to Adam.
So everyone knows. Yeah. So Adam can live off the show for the rest of his life. And I will join Vincent in the grave of gay beyond. I will become a gay icon in death in a way I could never attain in life.
Imagine doing this show if you were dying.
Right.
Fuck, dude.
No. Dude, that would be so sad.
I know. Yeah. I fucking know.
Just like, how about... sorry, the pain is just... It's Michael Clark Dunkin' Donuts.
And, beep, and he's beep, like, beep.
Boss, they're making me cut all the munchkins with my ass.
Beep.